Horn, three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year, Hall of Fame wingman, and probably has other awards. He won't tell us about them, and our institute has not done a good enough job to find out those other awards. TVV, good afternoon.
Hey, Homer, good afternoon.
I feel required to ask for your opinion on Craig Counsell, the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Take it however you wish.
You should have ample opportunity to stop at the Mars Cheese Castle. That's what I would say. I think that any time you get to a position in any field, your position, Homer, my position, a school teacher, a chef, it doesn't make any difference to me. If you get to the point where you are seeking other professional opportunities, then I would assume that you're going to take the best offer. In your mind, whatever that is, financial, opportunity, location, and I think that's what Craig Counsell did.
Wouldn't the Mets have possibly been such a offer, given his relationship with David Stearns? Though we don't know, maybe you do, I don't, as to whether or not the Mets offered him the position.
Yeah, it sounded like maybe all sides could see that wasn't going to be a connection, so whether it was officially offered or not, who knows. I get the sense the Cubs came out when the contract expired and blew Craig Counsell out of the water, and you know, because it hadn't been kind of this long rumored courtship, I actually think that probably worked to the Cubs' advantage, just guessing. All of a sudden here they come with this monster package, and I haven't thought of this, and you could stay in the Midwest, and if we're going to pay a manager $8 million a year, we're going to surround him with players, et cetera. So I assume it was just kind of a, dropped in the lap of the councils, and they went for that opportunity. That would be my read of the situation.
I would only add, it is a great move by the Cubs. You believe you make your team better, and you make one of your major competitors worse.
It's a masterstroke by the Cubs. Obviously, there are mixed feelings in Milwaukee. You survey Brewers fans. They're unhappy to have lost him as a manager. They understand his decision. They don't understand the decision. They feel betrayed. Any of those things. I was talking to someone in the Chicago sports scene today, asking how it's being received down there. 100% all in. Not a detractor to be heard. 100% all in. So that's obvious momentum and excitement for the Cubs.
I believe, but I need you to confirm it, I believe that Attanasio was disappointed because he thought that Craig Counsell was going somewhere, but it never entered his mind that Counsell would consider going to the arch rival. Want to join that club or not?
I'm right there with you in that club, Homer. I know we talked a little bit about that prior to the Marquette game the other night at Pfizer Forum, and I think it stood to reason that people on the outside, at least, and that includes media and fans, weren't speculating about the Cubs because there was no opening with the Cubs. Now, the Cubs have a history of this. They hired Joe Maddon and fired Rick Renteria to do it. But I'll admit, it never crossed my mind to think of the Cubs. Why would you think of the Cubs? I thought they were happy with David Ross, and they were showing progress, and they were moving in a certain direction. So I'm sure Mark Attanasio, kept sure. I would assume Mark Attanasio felt very much the same way. He was braced for Craig Counsell's departure. He couldn't believe the location for that departure.
I know it's not going to happen. I don't know what the Brewers will do, but I would love for them to hire the now fired manager of the Chicago Cubs. How great would that be? Come on. What kind of a story? I don't... any chance, what percentage chance that it could occur, TVV?
I think it's on the spectrum.
Really?
But I don't think it's the highest. Mark Attanasio lives in Los Angeles, big city, New York name kind of guy. Does Don Mattingly fit that? If Don Mattingly's the hire, where's that coming from? If Freddie Gonzalez is the hire, where's that coming from? If Pat Murphy's, you kind of connect the dots going backwards here. If it's Troy Snitker, who I'll admit I don't know, but let's face it, the name, and he's with a winning team, and he's, you know, Brian Snitker's son, and he's young. If he's that higher, well, how do you put that together? So I think David Ross is a name. I think that he's on the spectrum, but I would say this, Homer. Mark Attanasio then looks like he got second best, that the Cubs fired David Ross to hire your guy away, and you settled for David Ross. And I just don't see that being the move the Brewers make.
Yeah, you never ask me if I want to join that club, but I would like to join that club. He is not one that would appreciate the dynamic battle that that would create. He would look at it just as you did. This would just reinforce that we're second best.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean they are, but that's how he might look at it. I was surprised at Attanasio that he didn't go out of his way to thank Craig Counsell for all that he had done. Am I interpreting his comments properly?
I think so. You know, I was on that Zoom with Mark Attanasio on Monday. I had my hand raised. I was not called upon. So I was going to ask a question that, you know.
What were you going to ask? I'd like to know.
I was going to ask Mark Attanasio to describe Craig Counsell as a manager.
Ooh. To see how positive he would be, given that
I think, you know, in these cases, sometimes, you know what questions are coming about, you know, why was he hired or what do you think? And also, I mean, I generally kind of try to throw a kind of a simple but maybe not pre-thought-out type question.
Yeah, and you're going to find out how upset Attanasio is based on how much credit he gives to Counsell, right?
Well, I mean, I was curious. You know, it's fine. I didn't get called on. That's fine. That's the way that goes. There may have been plenty of other people who didn't get called on. So that's absolutely fine. And I would say this. I think Mark Attanasio, I would say, deserves credit for having a Zoom response the day of that news coming out. I wasn't sure that was going to
You know why?
Because
a guy told me once he wasn't going to be second best on that. He was going to be first, the one to comment first, right?
Well, very first comment was, you know, Craig lost this community. I mean, that's the comment that's going to resonate from on and on and on and on. So you're right. He got out in front of it, but I do commend him for doing that as an owner in particular. It wasn't a general manager. Not say Matt Arnold couldn't have done it, but I mean, Mark Attanasio did it, and I think he should be commended for him for it. But I didn't hear a lot of credit to Craig Counsell from Mark Attanasio, but I guess I wouldn't expect it. I mean, you know, your guy picks somebody else, and he picks somebody else that you know, intimately well. You have issues with just from the, you know, Wrigley Field North perception to begin with.
Yeah, it reinforces it.
So I wouldn't expect the credit to come from Mark Attanasio in that setting.
Do you think if he had heard my great nickname, I think it's my finest ever, Craig Counsell is Benedict Arnold, that he would have used that in his comments about the former.
I don't think he would have, because I think his comments allow for interpretation, but are very clear in, you know, what he's intending, as far as I take it. And, you know, I don't think it was a coincidence that he made that comment about community initially. Now, obviously, there are some who say, well, you know, whose community is it? Craig Counsell's or Mark Attanasio's? You know, who's reading that a certain way? But the comment out of the box was what will resonate from that session in my mind.
Yep. All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers. What's your first thought after the last game? Anything different or curious to see what they do against Pittsburgh? What's top of your list on the Green Bay Packers?
Well, my first thought would be much needed, you know, overdue, over needed. That's a team that needed a win. Probably more so than last year's team that lost five in a row needed a win. That was just a, you know, a spiral of guys who had their own situations going on. This is a bunch of young guys. This levitates the spirit a little bit all the way around. So I wouldn't pick them in Pittsburgh. I would say there were still things that went against them that they were self-inflicted in that Rams game. I give them credit. They won going away, Homer. They won a game going away. They played a relatively clean game, at least in terms of interceptions. Obviously, they had the fumble issues, but I think, you know, Tavian Wicks, I think that's kind of a fluke fumble, if you will. I think, you know, Aaron Jones doesn't fumble it much. So those things can be shored up. So much needed. I don't think it's a turning of the corner or anything like that, but I think it's sustenance for this football team.
We will break, and then I am curious to hear your thoughts on the Mark Murphy takes five when asked about Jordan Love. That's next. We had Rain Man. Did not have a winner, but whoever competes automatically gets a $25 gift card from Cousin Subs. Heard from Jason Woolley and now Tim Van Born, Fox 6 Sports TVV. And it is a little surprising to me how the Mark Murphy takes five draws as much attention as it does. I would assume he gets credit for that because he picks the questions. His comment on Jordan Love. Jordan, you can stop me whenever you would like, TVV, if you wish to add something. As a person, Jordan is everything you would want in a player. Hard worker, smart, humble, a leader who is respected by his teammates. He is also willing to take the blame when things don't go well. That has to be in reference to 12, correct?
I think it's a veiled remark, yes.
There was no need for him to add that, correct? Other than
I would say that that's not the first thing I think of with Jordan Love.
Correct? Right. His play has been up and down, though. Young players often take time to find consistency, but we still very much, not just very much, very much believe in Jordan and are excited to see his continued development. Anything there that stands out, sir?
The very was a conscious addition.
Yeah,
I think,
he could have said we still believe in Jordan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went very much believe. Double down. Okay. Good. In 2008, after eight games, we had seen enough of Aaron Rodgers to sign him to a contract extension. Aaron was in a much different situation. Good veteran receivers, Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, a quality left tackle, and a good running game with Ryan Grant. Jordan, meanwhile, is facing a much different situation with young receivers and tight ends, no David Bakhtiari, and a struggling run game. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Isn't that an indictment of Goody?
That's how I read it. Unhappy with the roster makeup this year. Quality left tackle referenced, struggling running game referenced, veteran receivers referenced. If it's not an indictment, I read it as an indictment.
Yeah, so should I think then that Goody's in more of a questioning position of Murphy than I maybe thought before I read this? Or is that...
I don't know. I mean, I would agree that little sentence or that section there is not complimentary toward the roster. The very much still believe in Jordan Love is complimentary toward Brian Gutekunst, who made the pick and put him with, you know, the organization and himself out there on that note as well. So I'm not sure if it's a conflicted message there. And Mark Murphy doesn't always have the most streamlined messages we've seen.
Oh, you didn't have to do that either. That was kind of willing to take
That's
the blame.
An observation?
With things.
Come on now.
Again, an accurate observation. I'm telling people to go to the various high school tournaments to see if they can get anything additionally from Mark Murphy. It wouldn't be fair to judge Jordan now since there are so many other factors that have contributed to the offense's poor performance. That is drop passes, penalties, mental errors. I say it wouldn't be fair to overjudge, but you can certainly judge. I guess it's not whether he's the future or not. What do you say there?
I say that this all cumulatively is adding up a little like a parent kind of, I don't want to say scolding the fan base, but maybe lecturing, the Jordan Love is being judged unfairly. Mm. And, these are not things that no one else has pointed out, but I think there's almost a paternal slant there to Murphy's comments.
I like that, paternal slant. We should have a much better sense regarding Jordan at the end of the season. In the NFL, quarterback is the most important position, but also the hardest position to play. Is it part of the early judging the result of the president saying at some point, it would take eight games to determine if he's our quarterback of the future, assuming that the president, Mark Murphy, was aware of the team roster that was likely to exist.
Well, that's the thing about just sports or politics or anything in this day and age. Those comments live on. You know what I mean? You can't. You're just not in a vacuum. If you say something, it's going to come back around. So you know the guys who and gals who tiptoe around actually saying something of substance are in some ways wise, because those comments don't come back to be, you know, staring you right in the face. If eight games is out there as a previous comment, well, then after eight games, what does the standard look like?
And he should have, before eight games or at some point, said, hey, it's a year. Give it a year, given the youth of the team. And kind of he indirectly says that, but he could have easily said that prior to eight games.
And didn't the Packers kind of say it's more than an eight-game deal by their contract, which in this place that, you know, it goes through next year? You know, that I think when it was signed, the conventional wisdom was that gives Jordan Love all of this year and the upper hand next year as the Packers' starting quarterback.
Our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question: will his last year's quarterback be this year, next year, or after next year? TVV.
And give Jordan Love?
Yes.
After next year.
After Beyond. Next year. All right.
Beyond.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk again next week.
Homer, I always enjoy.
TVV. Fox 6 Sports. On a budget, need a diamond, she wants a diamond. I can help you out. Robert Hack Diamonds has a huge collection of lab-grown diamonds. And please understand, these are our diamonds. They're just grown in a laboratory, which speeds up Earth's natural process of making diamonds. You can get a 1-carat diamond for $600, 2-carat mini under $1,000. Go wherever you want. Go as many places as you want, because you go to Robert Hack Diamonds and you see that you'll get more for less. RobertHackDiamonds.com. How long, what will be the last year of Jordan Love? Sleep on that next.